Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live coming at you from the second day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or Porkfest as we think of it, because Porkfest is sort of the entire campground. Anyone who is here is, whether they are aware of it or not, part of Porkfest, while people who are part of the Porcupine Freedom Festival are down there doing their thing at the bottom of the hill. I don't know. I still haven't made my way down there. I was going to go to the fire last night, but when I looked out at like 10 p.m., there still wasn't a fire. So I'm assuming they're saving that for later in the week. I don't know.
No one's sent me a memo. I was in bed by 10, so what can I tell you?
You're old, Mark.
Yeah, well, you know, hit the big 5-0.
Well, we're being joined by...
I'm Joe.
Joe with the tiny house.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's actually, it is small. I don't mean that to be condescending.
Compared to other people's accommodations here at the campground, though, it is large.
Yeah.
Yes, and it looks like it may have two stories. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's got a couple lofts, so for sleeping areas. So, it's got a lot of space. It's pretty roomy inside.
And basically, it's a trailer, a homemade trailer.
Yeah.
But beyond that, it's a solar-powered composting toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Complete with batteries and the whole shebang, pull-behind trailer.
Yes.
Generally solar-powered.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, that obviously isn't going to work here in the mountains when you're parked in the shade and all of that. But...
Right. And I was wandering around. It's sunnier on the other side of the campground, but over here it's kind of shady. We're in the trees, but it keeps it cool. But, yeah, right now I'm plugged in. So, with the solar, I did just add... more panels, so I'm still kind of figuring out how much power that's giving me, but it should be able to run the AC in the summertime. So
really,
yeah.
Wow, okay,
yeah.
That's impressive. I'm impressed with it. I mean, it's fully mobile, right?
Yes, yes.
So you could just pack up your house and go anywhere.
Yes. Yeah, so I have 45 gallons of water on board, and I have my solar, which is about 1,500 watts of solar power generation, and then I have propane for heating, for the stove and for the water. And I also use that hot water to run through the floors, so I have radiant floor heating in the wintertime.
Ooh,
so it's really nice.
That's nice. I have a house that doesn't move, and I don't have radiant floor heating.
Right, right.
I've heard really good things about it, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah.
What inspired you to do this? Because that's amazing. I haven't seen anything like that before. Did you just come up with the idea? It's like, hey, this is a problem that I have, and I want to solve it, and... You got started working on it?
Well, since I was little, I've always been interested in having my own, just my own contained housing and build something that's sustainable and just, I guess, low cost for living. So, but I've had this idea. I've been thinking about tiny houses for a long time, and I've been putting the plans together, and then I built this one over about 3.5 years, and...
From municipalities or police or anything like that? Like, do you travel around the country and just sort of go wherever the wind blows you?
Yeah, I'd say I'm still pretty new at traveling around, and I've only been traveling since about November, so still kind of learning how stuff goes. But it's been fine so far. Yeah, I've not really had any issues. So,
What about hookups? I mean, do you need the sort of RV hookups for poo or what? I mean,
yeah. So I have I have a gray water drain system, so that would run into like an RV a sewer system, and then I can plug into power and I can plug into water. So. Yeah, so when I'm not hooked up, you know, the 45 gallons of water lasts me about a week. And then I have my composting toilet, so I can just dump that. And
it sounds like you could go out into the woods with no difficulties. You could run a hose from your gray water out a little ways so that you're not, you know, stepping out into a dirty dish water when you're stepping out. But you don't have black water because you. I always think it's interesting when companies call themselves black water, and in the RV area, that just means. bad things.
Yeah.
But yeah. Let's leave it at that.
So you've got a composting toilet, so you don't have to deal with that stuff. Tell me about the composting toilet real quick. How's that work?
Yeah, you just do your business. It's basically, you just scoop some peat moss into there after you're done. So
instead of flushing, you dig a little scoop of stuff.
Yep, and you could spend $1,000. They sell composting toilets for like $1,000 or something. But I used a bucket and a toilet seat, and I kind of made my own. And so, it works the same. And
it's really not much different.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's how much, speaking of using a bucket, how much did this, how many square feet is it?
So inside it's about 7 by 15, so about 105 square feet.
Okay, and so how much did it cost you?
Yeah, so cost total I would guess around $35,000. So that was over last 3.5 years. So
it costs more now with lumber.
Exactly,
going up.
Exactly.
Yep. Should wait until next year. So. It'll probably go down.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one would hope.
We'll
see.
Yeah, I am planning on doing a second one. This one is just 8 by 16 on the outside. It's a 16-foot trailer. I'm thinking maybe for the next one I should go 20 or 24 feet just to give a lot more space and just to try that out. But
I've been in it, and a young couple could live in there pretty happily.
Yeah.
And it looks like you could go and boondock anywhere. Boondocking, for those that don't know, is the term for not being at an RV park. Mm-hmm. And
well, I mean, sure, it's solar powered,
right?
At least in part,
it's really darned self-contained from what I've been able to see, and I have a bit of an experience in this area.
Now, what is the advantage of what you've done versus getting an RV? Because I assume you consider the possibility of getting an RV, and you rolled it out for whatever reason.
I really like to build stuff, so I mean, it was just an awesome project to be able to design something that's just fit exactly how I want it, and then just build it. And it was a challenge, and a lot of cool stuff went into it. So I'm happy how it turned out. So, but yeah, then I'm starting on it, and it's becoming this huge project, and it's taken a long time, and it's like, well, I could have just bought an RV and then been done with it and been on. But
yeah, but this is something that you built that no one else has, and that you can therefore take pride in.
Yeah,
you did that.
Yeah, definitely.
And to be clear, any RV situation, they're not going to have the solar setup. I mean, the major manufacturers of RVs aren't as concerned with powering the RV through solar as you are.
Yeah.
They're not going to have the batteries set up. They're not going to have the composting toilet set up. I'm sure that they're probably working in that direction because there's a demand in the marketplace. But now, this is doing this thing, you get what you want, and that's what's pretty cool about it.
Yeah,
and it's a really small space. You've managed to use it wisely because it's tall and has the second floor. Now the second floor, to be clear, is a lofty area where you've got at the maximum 3 feet above you.
I can sit up on my bed there with a little bit of headroom. So I tried to make the floor. So I mean the loft floor itself as thin as possible so I can maximize space below and above. So, but
well, it's essentially a bedroom, the second floor is, right?
Yeah. So it's
you just want to go there to sleep anyway, so it doesn't have to be enormous or roomy.
Yeah, and it can fit a queen size bed on that side, and then there's some closet space on the end to kind of close it off a bit. So, yeah.
So, are you in with a significant other of some sort?
Well, I've been traveling with Alana. We met at Float Fest. I don't know if you guys have heard about the Float Fest Texas.
Wait, you can listen to yesterday's show if you want to hear more about Float Fest, but you can go to Float, F-L-O-T-E dot app, A-P-P.
Yeah, so anyway, I coming over here, we happen to be both going here, and I stopped in Ohio to pick her up, and we've been traveling since there. And then, so I don't... Yeah, it's mostly by myself how I've been doing it so far. So, but yeah, it seems to be enough for two people, and eventually I hope to start a family and maybe a couple little ones in there. But then after that, it's probably going to need a bigger space. But
so, if someone wanted to replicate or not replicate what you've done, but sort of following your footsteps and build their own self-sustained habitat, what would you suggest to them as a place to get started at? I mean, did you use YouTube to learn any of the ins and outs of electricity or whatever? Like, how did you acquire the skill set needed to put something like this together?
It is a lot of research. I did a lot of research on different designs and different things. I've always been handy and like to build stuff. my only experience before this, besides, like, I don't know, changing a doorknob and maybe replacing a sink, is I built a frame greenhouse, but not much else. So a lot of this was new to me, so just learning all this stuff as I go.
Awesome. Well, it looks fantastic, and I have to imagine it's fairly comfortable inside. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's Free Talk Live coming at you from Fort Fest. More coming up, so stay tuned. We are at Fort Fest 2021.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. live from Porkfest 5 2021, also known as the Porcupine Freedom Festival. With you today is Aria.
And Mark.
And what's your...
I'm such a big fan of our guests here, and I just want to be able to do the intro, Aria, if I may.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got David Friedman, and David Friedman is the author of The Machinery of Freedom and many, many other books, but I think that Machinery of Freedom is probably the one that I would want to focus on because it was such a seminal work in libertarianism, such an important work that discussed many theories of things that could sort of happen, and in that way, sort of predicted possibilities and that sort of thing. So, David Friedman, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Welcome back.
Right? Welcome back to the show. That's right. David Friedman was on probably 10 years ago, maybe more, on Free Talk Live from the Liberty Forum, where first place that I met you, David. And so give people a little primer on The Machinery of Freedom, if you would, and then let's talk about some of your other books, too.
Sure. It was a book that was trying to do several things. One of them was to sketch the general libertarian case, in particular to argue for why private property and exchange were very useful institutions.
Yeah. Okay.
That ideally one would like a world where each person controls his own life. It
seems, great, doesn't it?
It seems impossible in an interdependent world. And the neat thing about private property and trade is that to at least first approximation, they can create a situation where when I take an action, I bear the costs of that action and receive the benefits, just as I would in a, if you imagine a world where everybody was living separately in some vast forest or something. And it's not a perfect system in that respect, but it is a good deal closer than any other alternative I know of, and that's why the point of the title of the book was that private property and trade were the machinery of freedom, the mechanism that made it possible to have an interdependent world in which each person controlled his own life.
Okay.
The book then went on to have sections describing a bunch of different particular issues where I'm applying it to, and then the third section, which has probably been the most influential, was a sketch of what a society would look like in which you carry these principles all the way to having no government at all. So I would.
All right. When I ask these questions, a lot of times I'll get responses from people, and thoughtful people, intelligent people, that, well, what about families? Families don't operate that way. Families aren't individualist. Families aren't free market and private and these sorts of things. You don't make your son take responsibility for every action in its total. And so they'll use language like familial type language regarding the state, regarding government. And I do distinguish between the terminology of the state and the government here on Free Talk Live. But how do you respond to that? You've got kids, a pretty darn famous kid, as a matter of fact.
I would have said that the right response is that communism indeed works for very, very small groups. That if you have a small group of people who know each other and care about each other, then you can often do things without explicit. Now, you still have some private property. Most families that kids are not willing to let other kids use their toys without permission, for example.
I take away the computer time as a means to an end.
But that just means that it's a communist system in which you're the dictator.
I am the dictator, yes.
That is to say, most families are communist in the sense that that most of the property is not under the control of a single member of the family with nobody else having authority of it. And once the kids grow up, it's a voluntary communist arrangement. I still live with my wife and our two children, who are adults at this point.
You live with your child?
Patri is the child of my first marriage.
Okay. Pardon me.
Patri and my grandchildren live fairly close to us, but they don't live with us.
If you want to know about Patri Friedman, you can look him up. He's very important in the seasteading movement and many others.
In any case, but I would have said, I don't think that the arguments I make work very well for a 3-month-old baby.
Yeah.
Because a 3-month-old baby can't talk to you, can't think very clearly yet, is still trying to learn how to control his own body.
I think that's reasonable. If people want an ideology that applies to both, 35-year-olds and 3-year-olds or 3-month-olds, then they're a little confused on how the world actually works.
But I think more generally that systems of sort of central planning, communism and such, work in various contexts on a small scale.
Yeah.
You think of a very small firm where you have, you know, an owner and a couple of employees. Probably
like Free Talk Live.
Right. I was thinking the same thing, Aria. Yeah.
Probably, although there is a certain sense of market relationship, that is the employer is paying wages to the employee, they aren't having transactions over each thing. That the basic deal is that within certain restrictions, the employee will do what the employer tells him to do, and if it doesn't work, he'll leave. So that's, although it's a voluntary arrangement, the internal structure of the firm
it's social.
Is in some sense communist, socialist, whatever you want to call it, centrally planned. And in fact, one of the very important works in economics was an essay by Ronald Coase called The Theory of the Firm, in which he was discussing the trade-offs between coordination through the market and coordination through hierarchy. And he was arguing that you could understand the size of firms in that a firm tends to grow up to the point at which doing one more thing inside the firm will work less well than doing it outside the firm and hiring it.
I'm very pleased to hear this because I've been arguing for years that corporations and most businesses function as, you know, socialist societies where everything the corporation owns, it belongs to the corporation, but you do have people within it who can, you know, assign this amount of money to this particular task or that amount of money to that particular task, but it isn't their money. They just are the ones who can control it within certain parameters.
I don't know if you're familiar with the calculation controversy between the wars among economists, socialist versus free market, where people like Mises were arguing that centrally planned socialism was entirely unworkable for essentially economic theory reasons. And Coase's,
on the larger scale, that's certainly correct.
Coase's point was if the strong claim they were making were true, there would be no firms and everything would be organized by transactions on the market. So that it, in fact, while it is true that there are very serious difficulties with centralized coordination, and they are difficult to become larger and larger as the size of the group being coordinated becomes larger, firms work both because they're limited in size and because they're inside a society where the people involved are acting voluntarily, so that if you really treat your workers badly, they can leave. If you treat your customers badly, they'll buy from someone else and so forth.
Versus a socialist government where you can't just leave and you don't voluntarily opt into it, you're at its mercy.
That's right. So that the socialist problem is both that it's generally larger, except for very small countries, than could be workable that way, and that it isn't constrained by the voluntariness of the relationships. But in the case of even a 1 or 2 or 3 year old, it's still not entirely voluntary.
Sure.
So I think it could. I think relations within the family can and probably should be more voluntary than they often are.
David, can I get your website real quick?
www.daviddfriedman.com.
daviddfriedman.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling for gun control amid a surge in violent crimes in the United States. Biden unveiling a new strategy that places a heavy emphasis on curbing gun violence.
Background checks, purchasing a firearm are important. Ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Community policing and programs that keep neighborhoods safe and keep folks out of trouble.
Meanwhile, New York Republican Congressman Nicole Meliotakis blames Democrats' opposition to police officers as the reason behind the surge in crime.
They have to actually change the way that the Democratic Party is viewing our police and making being derogatory toward them and stop the defunding of our law enforcement.
Antivirus software pioneer John McAfee was found dead in a jail cell in Spain. USA Radio News. The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the Vice President isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent Facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
At least six people are injured after a pedestrian bridge collapsed in Washington, D.C. First responders say four of those injured were taken to a hospital. A truck that was also partially underneath the bridge is experiencing a diesel fuel leak. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you control generally. Of course, we are off-site. We are doing live-to-tape, as Mark calls to it, as Mark calls it, from Porkfest 5, 2021, at Rogers Campground in the beautiful mountains of New Hampshire. The sun has finally come out. It's warming up, and it's a beautiful day. The crowd here has significantly grown in size from what it was just, 24 hours ago when we were struggling to find people to talk to. Today, everywhere you look, there are people walking around. It helps that it's, significantly warmer and all of that.
Yep. It's a nicer day.
I'm being told that, people are a little gun-shy about accepting cryptocurrency this year. Although,
really?
I talked to the Wormtown people right next to us here on site a little while ago. And last year, I bought a wooden Buddha statue from them for about $120 in Bitcoin Cash. And he reported that, he's just been holding that since. And, of course, now Bitcoin Cash, I believe, is like $700. And it was about one Bitcoin Cash this time last year. So that worked out very well for him.
Yeah, I think it's increased greatly. And if you do hold on to it, you'll see the benefits.
Absolutely.
And so I do recommend holding. I don't recommend trying to play the market up and down and guessing.
I recommend learning about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. If you haven't done that, head on over to Bitcoin.com. There's a couple of videos there that will break it all down for you very quickly. They'll give you the basics. And if you already know the basics, there's still stuff there for you to learn. You can get as deeply into it as you want, and it's all on a sleek and easy-to-use modern website. Maybe you already know, all the basics of cryptocurrency. You're just wanting to stay up to date on the news. Well, they've got that covered as well at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. They got something there for everyone. So go over there, check it out, learn about this world-changing technology.
And before we get on here, I just want to remind people of the website of David Friedman. It's daviddfriedman.com. And I want to thank him for being on the show.
Absolutely. So today we're joined by...
John Bush.
And what are you up to these days? I know you've been on the show a couple of times.
Oh, quite a few times. John's a purveyor of Kratom, I know that for sure, but where do you want to start, John?
Well, let's start with Kratom, because okay. I've always heard about it, but I don't know anything about it.
All right. Well, I'm going to deliver you some. It's a member of the coffee family. It's made from the powderized leaves of the Kratom evergreen tree. It's grown primarily in Indonesia. There's green varieties, white varieties, red varieties. A lot of people take the red varieties for help with pain, relaxation, sleep.
Okay.
People take the white varieties for uplifting, focus, energy, motivation. And the green varieties help a lot with stress. The federal government is not very fond of it because it takes a lot of profit away from the pharmaceutical cartels, specifically
sure.
because folks that suffer from opioid dependency or even opiate dependency like heroin are able to leverage Kratom in order to minimize withdrawal symptoms. And then others, like my girlfriend, for example, she was taking Adderall for years upon years, and as a result, she was drinking a lot, too. She said she would do that to pump the brakes because she was all wired up because
yeah,
Adderall is
sure.
like meth.
Yeah.
Well, she used White Lightning Kratom to not only quit Adderall after like a decade of use, but also quit drinking entirely. So it's a natural plant remedy, and I use it for stress and anxiety and focus as an entrepreneur. It helps a lot of people.
Yeah, I've taken some Kratom, and I haven't had any real experience of it being mind-altering or anything like that. So it's interesting that the feds are really after it for that not for that reason, but they're sort of I guess I would call it something that's disliked by governments.
Well, the feds have spent nearly a century going after marijuana, which is one of the most harmless substances around.
Yeah.
So
it is mood altering, mind altering,
psychoactive.
Yeah. I mean, so is caffeine.
Indeed.
And they don't go after that.
No,
so is
like
alcohol, and all they do is regulate that.
Yeah,
they otherwise leave people alone.
Yep. Oh, yeah, the American drug is caffeine in the morning and beer at night to calm down from all the caffeine jitters that you have.
I am definitely guilty of that. I mean, you see me chugging the Monsters and then,
yeah.
Got to come down with those.
Yeah.
What do you use? You use alcohol.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle, but,
somebody's got to do it.
It is.
Well, the Kratom can replace all of that stuff, and it even helps people, you can still drink and be social and have fun with that, but it helps to kind of minimize that if folks are feeling like they're leaning on it a little bit too heavy. And it's little to no side effects besides constipation. Now, if you do take a lot, especially if you were formerly drinking a lot or formerly dependent on heroin, for example, you can become dependent on it to where you will feel a little uneasy or not feel well, headaches and such, if you stop taking it. But in large part, folks have had a lot of success. And like I said, you could tell there's actually a dip in opioid use and in pharmaceutical use, and it's the FDA that was leading the charge to ban it in 2016, and we all know that they're part of the cartel, the pharmaceutical cartel.
How did that work out for them? I assume it didn't work out very well since you're still selling it and not in handcuffs.
It didn't. The FDA, actually, it was revealed that they were the ones pressuring the DEA to add it to Schedule 1 along with heroin and cannabis.
To Schedule 1?
To Schedule 1.
I mean, it's a part of the coffee family.
Now, Schedule 1, for those who don't know, is what the DEA classifies as no medicinal benefit mm-hmm. whatsoever.
Right.
Which and a lot of harm.
Yeah.
Which includes psilocybin cubensis, it includes LSD, it includes marijuana.
Yep.
All the good stuff.
Well, the stuff that has been shown to have medicinal value, for one. I mean, if you at this point, if you're in 2021 and you don't think that marijuana has medicinal value, then I'm sorry, you haven't been paying attention. If you don't think that psilocybin has benefit, then you haven't seen the studies on PTSD.
Or just met me.
What's that?
I'm a huge advocate of psilocybin cubensis for exactly those reasons.
What reasons?
That they deal with anxiety,
okay.
Depression, all that. I used to have depression,
okay.
But psilocybin cubensis is no longer an issue.
That's great.
And I'm not the only one. I mean, there are, as you pointed out, many clinical studies showing exactly this, and yet people still argue, people laugh when I ran for sheriff. And I said, they asked me, how do you stay so centered when all of these people are coming at you with hatred? Well, it's very easy. I do shrooms. And they laugh. But that's the honest answer.
Yeah, those are becoming legalized in Oregon and Colorado or Denver, and it's really cool to see the tide finally turning.
It is, because there is substantial medicinal benefit to these things. And, it was just some bureaucrat decades ago who said there's no medicinal benefit whatsoever.
Right.
We need to protect the SSRI manufacturers
mm-hmm.
and make sure that they stay in business. And even though, they cause people to go on killing sprees or to kill themselves,
yeah. It's all protectionism and cronyism and cartels. There's a cartel for just about everything.
Yep, and the government loves working with them because, you know, it increases their control. They get kickbacks, and congressional officials make money from it.
So if people want to find out more about Kratom, where do they go to take a look?
They can get a free ounce. I give away a free ounce for $5 shipping and handling at freeounceofkratom.com, freeounceofkratom.com. I also sell Delta 8 THC, which is psychoactive. It's a loophole. It comes from the hemp plant. It gets you high like Delta 9. It's a little more subtle.
It's much more subtle, yeah. Yeah, so you got to smoke, you know, or imbibe in whatever manner you wish more. Yeah.
Well, the gummies, they'll rock your world. They're 20 milligrams.
Okay.
I'll be passing them out later. I'll be setting up a booth here to sell them here at Porkfest as well.
You can give some to Aria.
No, thank you.
But I know you're working on lots of different sort of libertarian topics. You had a speech earlier today?
Coming up.
Oh, coming up? Okay.
What is the speech going to be on?
The Freedom Cell Network. So we have over 22,000 people globally. It's a network of like-minded folks that get together to work on common goals, gardening, opting out of the system, protecting from the technocracy, private communication, going to the gun range, pulling the kids out of government school. And we're essentially trying to create our own free society within the crippling framework of the statist society, and a lot of people are getting a lot of value. Just ran into a booth up there. Their son is selling these little darts, zombie attack darts, and
I got one.
There was like 10 people, and they were super excited to meet me. They said, we all met each other through the Freedom Cell Network, and we felt like we were all alone and isolated, but we went to freedomcells.org and found folks all in our area, and now they do regular meetups and pulled their kids out of school, and they're homeschooling their kids, so...
Yeah, I bought a 3D printed dart blow dart gun from a 10-year-old with Monero, which has to be the most Forkfest thing ever uttered.
Well, and you did this while dressed like a king.
That's true.
It's worth mentioning.
I hope you had a permit for that.
It only becomes more Forkfesty you learn about it.
Since I am Intergalactic Space King, I'm the one that that you have to get the permits from, and I give permission for all of it that doesn't harm other individuals.
Right.
And the rest of these people handing out permits and licenses, they're pretenders and vassals. Ignore them.
That'll hold up in court.
Well, they can just show my picture. It'll be fine.
We're coming at you live from Forkfest. There's more coming up, and you're still invited to join us. Forkfest is happening until July the 4th here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Come down and hang out with us. We'll be here all day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is a beautiful day here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We're at ForkFest 5, off-site out of the studios. There's also the Porcupine Freedom Festival happening somewhere down there. Eventually, I'm going to get down there and check it out, but I'm not in any particular hurry to, because I mean, most of my friends and the people I associate with are up here at ForkFest and not down there listening to seminars and stuff like that. But I mean, to each their own. With you, of course, is Aria.
Mark.
And?
John.
And we've been discussing Kratom, but you are, of course, involved in other projects. You've got a lot going on. So tell us about some of that.
Yeah, you do a workshop.
Yep. Yeah, I've been in the cryptocurrency space, I guess, since 2012 or so, and have learned a lot in that time. And the funny thing is, everyone seems to get all excited about learning about cryptocurrency when the price is at all-time highs, like in 2017, and then again just recently. So
better late than never.
And to just to explain that joke just a little bit more, I mean, so cryptocurrency rose to 20,000, and it had lots and lots of news in December 2017, and then the news petered off over time over the course of 6 months, and cryptocurrency, or I should say Bitcoin went to 20,000, and then went down to
3,500 or something.
In that range, 3,000, something like that. I mean, if the people who bought at 20,000 held until it went to 60 and then sold, then they would have tripled their value.
Oh, but they didn't do that.
They didn't.
These were people who bought in because it was popular, and they thought they were going to make a bunch of money like everyone else was doing, and then they panicked when it dropped down to 10K or 7K or whatever, and they sold it. And then they sat back there feeling like idiots and being resentful about Bitcoin, feeling like they had been played because they were silly enough to buy high and sell low.
And that's, you know, if you follow the media on Bitcoin and you buy when the media says Bitcoin's exciting and you sell when the media says Bitcoin is down or plummeting, then you are going to lose your money. And that's the end of the story.
You shouldn't be buying Bitcoin in order to make money anyway, though. Maybe Bitcoin, I will allow that, but because it's closer to an asset than it is any sort of usable currency. But you should get into cryptocurrency because you believe in what it's trying to do, not because you want to profit off it like it's a GameStop stock.
I like that.
Yeah, I think it's good for folks that have accumulated wealth to get into Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrencies in order to protect that wealth from the inflation tax.
Right. There's I heard these numbers. There's going to be 21 million Bitcoin, and there's about 21 million millionaires in the world. And at some point, every millionaire is going to say, I want a Bitcoin. Now, I don't know what that means that a Bitcoin is going to be worth, but it's going to be worth more than you, ladies and gentlemen, that are listening to me, can afford for a single one. So now's the time to start stocking away to get one so that you have one and you are one of those millionaires when the time comes.
Well, the studies already showed that it takes 0.27 Bitcoin to have more Bitcoin than anyone else in the world will ever have. To make you one of the wealthy people in the new Bitcoin-driven world, 0.27 Bitcoin, just a little over a fourth of a Bitcoin, is all it takes to be considered one of the wealthiest.
Yeah, that's presuming that Bitcoin becomes a pervasive currency, and it does seem to be on the path. I mean, there's some arguments for it.
Well, yeah. I don't know if it's going to become a pervasive currency, but currently asset, cryptocurrency
asset, yeah,
will.
I should have said asset class, yeah.
I've been telling people since the price was sub 1,000 to get to the left of the decimal point, meaning do your best to accumulate a whole Bitcoin, and people, when it was 5,000, 10,000, thought that was too much, it was too difficult.
Yep.
Now it went all the way up to 60,000 plus, but you can still buy fractions of a Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. It's still not too late to get in, so I've been dedicating a significant amount of my time lately to helping folks understand how to buy, how to hold, how to multiply, how to transact. A lot of folks will go so far as purchasing it through Coinbase or another centralized exchange, but a lot of people need their handheld or some instruction on how to take it into a non-custodial wallet, a wallet where only you have access to the private keys, so you can truly have control and sovereignty over those funds. That's a big topic in the workshop.
Well, given that the U.S. government is doing its best to go after people who are suggesting that people avoid Coinbase and acquire their cryptocurrency elsewhere, I can't really fault people for going through Coinbase and Gemini and Kraken. I fault the U.S. government.
I consider Coinbase to be elementary school for cryptocurrencies.
It's simple.
I would say they used to be when they only supported Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, and Ethereum. But the more of these altcoins they add, the less value they offer. Because Coinbase, they're good. They were good back when you could send your 60-year-old grandmother there. There was no way for her to screw up.
Okay.
But now there is. Okay. Now she can end up buying lumens or something like that, not knowing what she's buying, thinking she's like, oh, I can buy this one and I get 80.
And it's a lot less.
Yeah, and I get, 10,000 Bitcoins or whatever. Yeah,
right.
So now that Coinbase has expanded into all of these other altcoins, I just don't think they're very valuable, and I would rather see them die. I mean, they also work with the federal government. I mean, the company died.
Yes, I know.
They did go to trial with the federal government, or at least settled, and probably expended a significant amount on lawyers to try to push back on the IRS subpoena in them. So I'll give them that. They at least put up a fight and didn't just hand
it over. They made
it
appear that they put up a fight.
Ah.
I don't know to what extent they really did.
We're not in the board of directors room when they meet about it. So
yeah, I don't know what Brian Armstrong's doing, but I mean, you've probably used Coinbase more recently than I have. I can assure you, people, I am not using it, because I consider it elementary school.
Sure.
That's not to say that I don't think that it's a fine way to get cryptocurrency, but I don't know a better way to do it. I think the best thing to do is to find somebody you know and buy from them and hold on.
Yes,
a
but then the federal government arrests them and charges them with operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, so...
Well,
but that's all part of their attempt to set up Coinbase, Gemini, and Kraken, and all of these others as the gatekeepers of currency, becoming the new Wells Fargo, the new Bank of America, that ultimately control how much of your currency you can use at any given time. This is why they're also moving to, there are rumors they're moving to ban non-custodial wallets, which is where you own your own keys, so that if you want a non-custodial wallet, you have to apply for one and register it with FinCEN or whatever, so that if you want to withdraw your money from Coinbase, it's already registered in some sort of database, and they know exactly who you're sending it to, and if they don't like that address, they say no. That's the world we're moving forward, and we can't allow Coinbase and Kraken and Gemini and Binance to set themselves up this way, to be the puppets of the U.S. government.
I want to hear what John does in his workshop and what he chit-chats about, so go ahead, if you would.
Well, one thing on that, the beauty about them trying to ban it is now we have a decentralized mechanism where even if a law gets passed to do A, B, or C, at least now, for the first time ever, unlike having a bank account or gold in a safe that can be confiscated, we do have the right to choose what it is we do, whether or not we comply. And that gives me a lot of hope because there's more and more rebels all across the world. But in the workshop, folks can find it at cryptoandprivacy.com, cryptoandprivacy.com. We did it live last month, and we delivered over 17 hours worth of content, 17 hours of content. And, yeah, we broke it down. There was a bonus section on internet privacy. We also got into decentralized finance, which I think is extremely disruptive, where people can put up their cryptocurrency as collateral, give themselves a loan through a smart contract, Act, pay no interest, and essentially avoid the banks altogether. This is really big, groundbreaking stuff. So it's good content for beginners, for intermediate.
Hold on, I want to focus on that a bit. They would put up cryptocurrency, essentially, and receive USD. As a loan.
Or use a stable coin. Yeah. So a lot of folks have cryptocurrency, and then they want to add on to their house, or they have an emergency, and they don't want to sell the cryptocurrency. We want to hold it long term. So you can take your Bitcoin, a whole Bitcoin, for example. You put it up as collateral, or Ethereum with a smart contract, and then a smart contract generates a stable coin, like U.S. dollar coin, or DAI is one of them. Then you take that DAI, you convert it for USD, or ideally you keep it in the cryptocurrency space, and then over time, a year, 2 years, you pay it back to the smart contract, and then your cryptocurrency that you put up as collateral is released. So people can do this for a down payment on a house, for an emergency, and essentially circumvent the banks
now,
altogether.
Is the value of the cryptocurrency they put up locked in at the time they put it up, or could they put it in it with, like, when Bitcoin is at $30,000, and when they go to pay back that loan, it's, you know, $250,000? Which would they be required to pay back?
So you put the quantity of cryptocurrency in, and then you get the equivalent value in a stable coin, right? So you pay back the value of the stable coin. It's locked in
okay.
a financial value, and then you get the whole cryptocurrency that you put in back, if that makes sense.
So it's the stable coin is a U.S. dollar equivalent. You put in, say, Bitcoin, and it's at $30,000. You get a loan of $30,000 mm-hmm. and in stable coin, and then you turn that stable coin into U.S.
Yeah.
dollars, and then you pay back the $30,000, no matter what the Bitcoin's worth
yep.
at that point, worth $100,000, you're paying back $30,000,
yep.
you get your Bitcoin back as collateral. And there's an added benefit, and it's huge, is for those that pay the United States extortion tax,
yeah.
That there is no, as I understand it, and I am not an attorney, but there is no tax liability for a loan.
It's not a taxable event.
Right. It's not a taxable event to get a loan.
Selling the crypto for fiat would be a taxable
right.
event.
So if you bought a Bitcoin at, say, a dollar, and you sold it at $30,000, you're responsible for tax on that $30,000. Yeah, I mean, usually, so it's up to the first $40,000, there is no tax on capital gains, but let's say you need $400,000 to buy a house or something like that, then you have a huge tax burden. About $60,000, as a matter of fact, under current rules. And once Biden and Harris get their ways, it's going to be terrible. So this is a great way to avoid giving the government money to drop million-dollar bombs on $10 tents around yep. the world and kill people's children.
And where can we find more about this?
CryptoandPrivacy.com. CryptoandPrivacy.com.
Thank you so much. More coming up. We are at ForkFest 5 2021. Come down and join us. It's Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.